Church is about hope. The season of Advent is a time of hope. The church is always in those battles. We're always waiting to receive the Lord. It's not just the historic celebration of the reality of the presence of Christ in the incarnation. And it's more than just waiting to receive Christ at the end of time, or the reality of each one of us who meet Christ at the end of our life. It's also the message that Christ is present amongst us and opening our hearts to hear and receive Him every day. I guess it was that encounter with Christ that each one of us has aspired to be members of this Christian community, the community of the Catholic Church. But let's get back to that. In a sense, I'm sorry, Paul, we have to. Don't shake your head. In a sense, the work of the Catholic Confraternity and Christian Doctrine is to be an agent of hope to people who haven't heard the Word of God. And although, in some sense, we're fairly poor, it's a celebration of all of us. Catholics, priests, ministers, people, the Church. And this is what we all aspire to be, agents of hope. Agents of hope of good news. But what is this good news that we carry? What's so good about the Christian Church? Is it just that we celebrate Christmas and Easter? No. The message of hope that Christ came to give is that we are not alone. That we're not condemned to be by ourselves. The message of Christ is that we are connected to each other, and that we're connected to each other through Christ, through God. And this God is revealed to us as unconditional love. Yesterday, we gave the new mercy. And on Sunday, we opened the mercy door here in this cathedral. And mercy is also a quality of hope. Mercy in the love of God for us. It challenges us to put our faith in God's love for us, not in our love for God. The work of the Catholic Confraternity of Christian Doctrine is always to speak hopefulness. Hopefulness in God's love for us. Hopefulness in the presence of Christ in each other and with each other to build, as St. John Paul the Great taught, the community of love, the civilization of love. And Paul, you've been a big part of that for over 10 years. You've been a big part of that in shaping and modeling that. And we will say about that later. But the work of the CCD is a vital work within the church community to proclaim the gospel, to be evangelizers, to be forerunners of that gospel. In a way, it's a congratulations to all of us. And it's also welcoming a new leader who got that in Cecilia Zanetti, as we move forward into the future. And we move forward together as that community, celebrating our past, acknowledging the presence of God always in us, and moving confidently into the future with that mercy of God to guide us. So as we come to this celebration of Eucharist, the personification of mercy in the presence of Christ under the forms of bread and wine, we remember what Christ did for us. We remember what Christ is doing for us. And we remember with hope run with our fields high, because we're running with the Lord. And the message we carry is that we are all connected, that we are a great humanity, formed in the image and likeness of Christ, ready to receive His mercy and to be transformed into that civilization life. But there are drawbacks, there are pitfalls. Because the temptation is to believe it's all up to me. The temptation is to believe that we are so special and so unique that no one understands us. And it's all about myself. Put this aside, please.